Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is pointing the finger at SEPTA's management for their safety problems. In addition to the ongoing inspection of regional rail cars, federal leaders are now asking the transit agency to check their trolley cars. KYW's Sonny Morgan, the details.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says solutions are being explored following a meeting with SEPTA leadership and local officials, including Governor Josh Shapiro.
We could easily play politics. The governor could. We could. That is not what we've chosen to do. We've chosen to work together to team up and find an answer for the riders of Philadelphia.
Mark Molinaro from the Federal Transit Administration says they issued an emergency action letter to SEPTA last week after several fires on trolley cars last month.
That requires them to conduct an inspection of the entire overhead catenary system to identify the extent of the problem. We believe it is pretty broad.
The FTA says inspections of the 45-year-old trolley system must be done by Friday. This comes after the FRA ordered SEPTA to inspect all its regional rail cars.
According to Bush, their trolley overhead systems are checked often, and he believes they will meet Friday's inspection deadline. Philly police are looking for a man accused of shooting a 7-year-old girl last week as she was riding in the car with her mom. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the suspect has a criminal record.
The shots were fired a week ago. The child was in the car with her mom around 7:15 last Tuesday night, riding along Marshall Street near 6th and Indiana in North Philly. The girl was shot in the arm. Police say her mother immediately raced her to Temple Hospital, and she's expected to physically recover. Detectives from the Shooting Investigation Unit combed the scene for video and ballistics and found about a half a dozen shell casings from a 9mm gun. They identified their suspect as 30-year-old Alfredo Marrero. Marrero is no stranger to the criminal justice system. In 2018, he pleaded guilty to aggravated assault, conspiracy, and a weapons offense in a negotiated deal with prosecutors, and he was sentenced to less than 2 years in prison with 5 years probation. Months later, in 2019, he was arrested again and pleaded guilty to drugs and a gun offense. This time, he was sentenced to 5 to 10 years in prison.
According to court records, he was released in October of 2020. Days after a massive fire tore through a South Jersey apartment building, officials say one woman has died from her injuries. KYW's Connor Barkon reports.
Authorities say the victim was one of 6 people hurt in Saturday morning's fire at the Autumn Ridge Apartments on Little Gloucester Road in Gloucester Township, Camden County. The rest are in stable condition, including a firefighter who suffered minor burns. Firefighters from 8 different departments battled the flames for nearly 4 hours after the fire started around 2:15 a.m. About 100 people lived in the building, which has since been declared uninhabitable.
Investigators are trying to determine what caused the fire, but say it does not seem suspicious. A key race here in Philadelphia is for district attorney. Incumbent Democrat Larry Krasner taking on former Judge Pat Dugan, who lost to Krasner in the primary. Dugan is now running as a Republican. And 3 of Pennsylvania's 7 Supreme Court justices are up for retention. Judicial retention races are typically sleepy affairs, but as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert, this year's incarnation has carried a hefty price tag.
Pennsylvania judges and justices are elected to 10-year terms. At the end of that term, their name pops up on the ballot asking if they should be retained for another 10 years, Republican political consultant Christopher Nicholas.
And with one exception, retention races were a snoozer.
That one exception, PA Supreme Court Justice Russell Nigro, who in 2005 lost retention in the wake of the state legislature's middle-of-the-night pay raise vote. But Nicholas says this cycle, a jaw-dropping $20-plus million has been spent on the retention of 3 PA Supreme Court justices and 2 lower state court judges. All 5 were elected as Democrats.
If the justices are not retained, they are out at the end of the year and the seats go on the ballot in 2027. Voters in Delaware County are out hitting the polls and making sure their voices are heard. KYW's Justin Udo was out talking to them about how the day was going.
Suzanne Brittis is a council member in Clifton Heights. And Tuesday morning, she woke up early to not only hit the polls and vote, but to hand out literature. And as far as turnout goes at her polling place,
Better than the primary. There's been kind of like a light trickle, but it's been steady. I'm happy to see that there's been, you know, people trickling in and out.
Brittis says although Republicans and Democrats have a national reputation for not getting along, that could not be further from the truth at their precinct where they share food, literature, and opinions.
We enjoy ourselves out here. I mean, this most of us who've been out here, it's multiple years of doing this, so we kind of, you know, entertain ourselves. We all kind of get along, so it's a fun day.
Brittis says in this off year where two open seats on Delaware County Council are up for election and are highly contested by Republicans who do not have a person on council, their big focus is on the smaller races in the borough. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.